Thank you for calling the Deborah Povera Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hi, Emmanuel. I have a transfer on the phone. I have Laura.
Hello.
It's L-A-U-R-A.
Awesome. Thank you. Hi, Laura. Emmanuel here on a recorded line. I understand you're looking to see if you can participate in the settlement. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm, you haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And then I just want to double check here to make sure it's the best callback number for you. 951-758-3009?
Yes.
Okay. Are you in California?
No, I'm not. I'm currently in Nevada.
Oh, okay. I thought I recognized the area code.
Yeah, I did live out there.
Oh, very cool. And so you're filing on behalf of yourself or a family member? Who was the one diagnosed with meningioma?
Myself.
Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that. Okay. And then you said you were in Nevada, so you're a U.S. resident, are you?
What was that? I'm sorry.
You're a U.S. resident living in the state of Nevada, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, roughly what date were you diagnosed?
I would say May of 2015. Yeah, May 2015.
Okay, 5/15. And then are you the only one that took the depo that ended up getting sick that you know, or did any friends and family also get sick?
I don't know. I didn't really know anybody else doing the depo shot, to be honest.
Okay, not a problem. Thank you. And this was the brand name Depo Povera, right? Not the generic?
Yes.
Okay. And then you took it for at least a year and four times. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then roughly what date did you start using the depo?
In June of 2006.
Of 2006. And then when did you stop?
In April of 2014.
Okay, of 2014. So then you used it after 1992. So I'll click that button there. And then will you confirm your gender for the recording?
A female.
Okay. And then I have your name, L-A-U-R-A, Laura, and then a hyphenated last name. I have Z-A-P-A-T-A, and then hyphen B-A-R-N-E-T-T. Zapata Barnett, is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And then we already verified your cell here, 951-758-3009. And then I have your email as your first and last name at gmail.com?
Yes.
Well, that's cool. You didn't have to add like a number on the email. Sometimes people will have to add a...
Yeah, I know.
And then what is your current mailing address?
It's 1701 Cal Edison Drive, apartment J210, Laughlin, Nevada, 89029.
Okay. Let me read that back to you. I have 1701 Cal Edison Drive, apartment J as in June, 210 in Laughlin, Nevada, 89029.
Yes.
In Clark County?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then... prior to being diagnosed with the meningioma, were you ever diagnosed with any type of cancer or no?
No, they just removed the tumor from my brain.
Perfect. Well, that, and then the facility or hospital that diagnosed you, what was the name?
It was in Phoenix, Arizona. It was the Mayo Clinic Hospital.
I see it here. Let me plug in the address. So that's cool. So you lived in California, Arizona, and Nevada?
Yes.
What weather is the best for you? Which one do you like the best?
California. I actually came out this way for my mom, but just this November, it's been 2 years since she passed.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
So I kind of didn't, yeah. Stuck out here. I kind of want to go back to California, though.
Oh, man, it's gotten more expensive since you left, but you probably already knew that. So were you in like Riverside County, or were you in California?
Yeah, Riverside County.
Okay, cool. Our office is in Orange County, so you're not that far from you.
Oh,
And then
nice.
real quick, do you recall your diagnosing doctor's name?
Yes, she just heard me look it up because I had forgot for a second. But it's Erica, it's Dr. Erica Driver, and I was explaining to her because she was like asking if the driver was a middle name or something, but it's I think it's hyphenated how my name is. So it's
Yeah, I see.
Driver and
Driver Dunkley.
yes.
Okay, I see her here. And then was she also the one that treated you?
Yes.
Okay. Let me put that in here. Then the address. And then the phone number. Now, when you were getting the t taking the depot, what facility or clinic was that at?
I was going to Vegas to get it with Dr. Newton.
I'm sorry,
And it was at
what was the
the
place?
it's Mountain View Hospital in Vegas.
I see it here. Perfect. Let me close. And that's they gave you the shots, right? They didn't prescribe them, and you picked them up, and you did it yourself. The doctor did, or the facility.
Yeah, the doctor did.
Okay. Perfect. So let me put that in there, and then I have the address here, and then I have the phone number. And then let me type in the doctor's name there. What was the doctor? I'm sorry.
Dr. Sarah Newton.
Okay, perfect. Alrighty, and we're almost done here. Just a couple more sections. Either yourself or the doctors or facilities will have copies of the medical record, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then as far as an emergency contact, normally we request one in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. Would you like to put an emergency contact or not really?
I guess we could put the my kid's father down.
Okay. Do you live with him or no?
No, I don't.
Okay. What is his name?
It's Jeremy, but it's spelled Jeromy.
Jeremy.
And then Melendez, Melendez.
I'm sorry, Mendez.
Melendez.
Mendez. Okay. So I'm gonna read that back. MEL as in Lima, E as in Echo, N as in Nancy, D as in Deborah, Z as in Zulu.
D-E-Z.
Deez. Okay. Oh, there you go, Melendez.
Yeah.
And then his phone number.
Area code 951-783-6789.
And then does he also live in Nevada or in California or?
He lives in Nevada now, yes.
Okay. Alrighty. And then the last portion is just going to be for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What's your date of birth?
It's 124.93.
124.93. And then the social?
It's 609-645-832.
That's 609-645-832.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send you an automated text message for a DocuSign. It's going to come via text message and email.
Okay.
You can open up either one. It's going to take you to the same spot. I won't be able to see what's on your screen. So if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to guide you on where to click next.
Okay. Okay, it says that I'm done signing.
Okay, let me just make sure that it came through in my system. And it sure did. So you're all set for now. In about a week or so, the firm will call you directly. They're going to call and introduce themselves, and then double check everything that we sent over to make sure there's no, spelling error or anything like that. So even though their call will be shorter than ours, it's probably a more important one just because they want to double check everything before they confirm you in their system. But other than that, you're set for today. Obviously Christmas coming up, so Merry Christmas to you and the family, okay?
Thank you as well.
Bye.
Bye-bye.